Robert Cipriani loses legal battle with Resorts World over illegal gambling. A federal court judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by high-stakes gambler Robert Cipriani against Resorts World Las Vegas, RWLV, following accusations that the casino allegedly permitted known felons to gamble and did not act after he reported the activity to management. The suit, filed last year, also claimed that the casino's management facilitated intimidation against him in an attempt to coerce him into dropping the suit. The case was dismissed by Judge Miranda M. Du of the U.S. District Court in Nevada, who ruled to close the case with prejudice. It effectively prevents Cipriani from filing the same suit again. Cipriani, a well-known gambler who operates under the online alias Robinhood 702, initially accused RWLV, along with Scott Sabella, the casino's former president and chief operating officer, of engaging in multiple acts of wrongdoing. Cipriani's legal claims against Resorts World included charges of negligence, civil conspiracy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. According to the complaint, Cipriani's primary concern was the casino's alleged tolerance of felons gambling on their property, which he argued created a hazardous environment. He claimed that after alerting RWLV management to his concerns, the casino failed to take action and allowed the harassment and intimidation he endured to continue. In her ruling, Judge Du concluded that Cipriani did not sufficiently establish how RWLV or Sabella could be held liable for the actions of the third party named in the complaint, Robert Alexander. Alexander, identified as a former high roller imprisoned on federal fraud charges, was allegedly involved in the harassment Cipriani claimed to have suffered. Sabella failed to prove his case. Judge Du noted that Cipriani's claims lacked a solid basis of facts connecting the actions of Alexander to any directive or responsibility from the casino or Sabella. Her decision indicated that there were insufficient grounds to establish any liability on the part of the casino or Sabella. The court further highlighted that Cipriani's allegations lacked a foundation that would make his claims against RWLV plausible. In her written ruling, Du underscored that the factual allegations presented in Cipriani's case failed to establish a cause for action. This absence of compelling evidence contributed to the court's decision to dismiss the case permanently. Cipriani has previously claimed to act as a vigilante within the gaming world, often speaking out against what he perceives as unethical practices. His complaints against RWLV were framed as part of a broader stance on protecting the integrity of casinos and exposing alleged criminal behavior on casino premises. However, the court's ruling marks a setback for Cipriani's efforts to bring legal scrutiny to RWLV based on the accusations presented in his case.